Blog Talk Radio.
And if you like to link up with them, also on their fan page, you can check out their fan page, which is Culture Freedom Radio. Haha, that's the fan page for Culture Freedom Radio for Facebook. Hey, and you can hook up with them right there on their little Tweety Bird site. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Haha, that is Twitter, y'all. Hey, you can link up with them at Culture Freedom 9 on Twitter. Culture Freedom 9 on Twitter. Haha, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all, if y'all like Culture Freedom so much, check them out. Y'all can get them on your various devices, such as your Android, such as an iPhone. Yeah, you can catch up with them, y'all. All you gotta do is just download, hey, on the iPhone, download an app called Downcast, and you can catch up with them right there. Downcast, hey, right there on your iPhone market. You can get the app, hey. And if you got an Android and you want to catch Culture Freedom right there on the podcast on your Android, you can get an app called OneCast in the Google Play market. Yes, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. Culture Freedom is most definitely in the house. And I gotta get out of here, y'all. Hey, I got a sermon to do. I got a sermon to do right now. Hey, and I wanna let y'all know, every Sunday morning when I do my sermon, I take little bits and pieces from what Culture Freedom Radio has laid down, and I use it in my sermon on Sunday mornings. Ha ha. Hey, y'all, this is the Reverend Evangelist Apostle Gitmo in the house from Set It Off Baptist Church. Peace, y'all. I'm out of here.
And his word
our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is Lord. He won't let you down.
Oh, yeah, family, if that don't put you, man, if that don't put you in the church mood right there, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, hey, the cover doors brought it all home, y'all, talking about, man, Jesus is love. If that don't put y'all in the spirit, nothing else will. I'm talking about it, y'all. We went to church with that one. I said we went to church with that one. Can we get an amen up in the house, tonight, y'all? Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing out there? Welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. Most definitely in the house with Cheesy. Yeah, we start that one off, y'all, with Lana Richie, y'all. Hey, and the Commodores, man, Jesus is love. That's what they say. That's what they say some perpetrated fraud with him, y'all. Let's get into it, y'all. Hey, tonight, Topic Conversation, y'all. We have a dynamic topic for y'all tonight, man. As always, we try to bring it to y'all. Something real interesting, some thought-provoking. So, hey, tonight ain't no different, y'all, as we do it right here at Culture Freedom Radio. Hell, fire, and brimstone. Really? Seriously? Truthfully? Damn. Is it one of them? Do that shit exist? What the hell are y'all talking about, Culture Freedom? What the hell is y'all talking about tonight? Yeah, hell is what we talking about, y'all. Y'all remember that old fire and brimstone preaching they used to give us back in the days before they evolved and changed the teaching now to more of this prosperity teaching? Man, we're going to get into it tonight, y'all, talking about hell. Yeah, that's talking about hell. Actually, do hell actually exist? Where did the concept of hell come from in this religious theology and ideology? Do it actually exist? So if you die and you make that transition and you've been just a disagreeable, badass person on this planet Earth, you ain't did nothing good for no goddamn body, and then judgment come, man, the so-called creator find you unworthy to be in his presence, he or she, their presence. Will you be thrown in this thing called a lake of fire where you're going to burn forever, forever, ever, forever, ever? Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, y'all. Hey, hell, fire, and brimstone. Really, truly, seriously, do it exist? Or whether it's something made up to control and rule you to keep your ass in check. Hey, y'all know how this show is always hosted by Brother Eric, Brother Anthony, and Brother Sun Ray. Hey, we are your hosts right here at Culture Freedom Radio. Man, delighted to be in the house with y'all tonight. So, hey, with that said, y'all, let's get this thing started so we can find out about this thing called hell, y'all. Man, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get it on, man. Let me bring my brothers in the house so we can get it popping, we can get it cracking. What the hell we going to be talking about tonight, y'all? Here we go, right here. Culture Freedom Radio, most definitely in the house. Peace to you, Brother Eric. Peace to you, Brother Man.
Oh, peace to you, bro. Universal greetings to the family, as always. Like Brother Sun Ray said, the topic is on hellfire and brimstone, does it really exist? And this is based on something that the Pope said, or some things that the Pope has said currently. Okay. How does that have an effect on one's psyche? If you just locked in into doctrine and look at things verbatim, how does that affect you? And what is the attempts of putting that out there like that? What is the agenda? What is it trying to lead you to? Due to different things happening in society and how we're moving at a such rapid pace with information and what have you. What does all that have to do with that? Well, we're going to attempt to dissect this project that they're attempting to do. So we're going to put on our lab coats and do some surgery and basically drop some science. So without further ado, if Brother Anthony is in the house, we can bring him in. If he's not here yet currently, then let me know when he come in.
Okay, yeah, you go ahead, bro. He's not here yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the Pope just came out and said that there's no Adam and Eve, right? And he exposes this, okay? But what a lot of people don't know is to take point in question that if we go back and start doing some research, in 1999, Pope John Paul said about the nature of hell. Rather than a physical place, hell is the state of those who freely and definitely separate themselves from God. the source of life and joy. And I'm unquoting him. So he's saying, rather than a physical place, hell is a state of those who freely and definitely separate themselves from God. Okay. So he's not talking about a physical place. This is 1999. Pope John Paul II. A few years earlier than 1999, Billy Graham told Time magazine, the only thing I could say for sure that hell means separation from God when it comes to a literal fire. I don't preach it because I'm not sure about it. It's a separation from God. So he's quoting what John Paul II said. See, the idea of someone burning in hell is a fear tactic. And the powers that be don't even believe in those shenanigans. You see? There's no such thing as that. Somewhere, you got anything you want to add to that?
You can go ahead for a minute. I'm trying to see something, but they actually not trying to break something on here, but they actually not showing that we live on the air.
It's not.
This is getting in. Yeah, I gotta try to change it. Yeah, they're showing that we're not live on the air. I just tried to change it.
Let me see.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I see where it is. Yeah, it's not showing that
who
we're
was that
live. It's
now?
Actually showing that we have. We had a, there was, I don't know, it might be me. Yeah, you can refresh that. That was me at first. Yeah, it's not shown because they had the show listed as private. That's why we good. I think we shouldn't be good.
Damn, I didn't do that shit. I didn't list that motherfucker as private.
Yeah, I know what it was. I know.
Because I put restricted.
No, explicit lyrics. You know, like, we're going to be cursing on the chain. That's why they do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, damn. My bad. Fuck.
Yeah,
fuck
I changed. I hope it's right. Oh, we good. We good. We should be good now, hopefully.
Damn.
Yeah, we good. We good. Yeah, we got it. I got it, though, Roger. We be straight.
Are we on live yet?
Yeah, we live, but it was just
we live
private.
Right now?
Yeah, we were live from the start, but can't nobody come in because it was showing that we doing private show.
But we
should be good. I'm trying to check. I still don't feel either. I'm trying to check. 1 minute. I tell you what, bro, let's take one do a commercial right fast, yeah, because it's not showing us yet. All right, friends, we'll be right back. Let's do this one right here, then. We'll be right back.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. Physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death. Then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome.
Sometimes it's hard to wake up in the morning, mind full of demons. I don't wanna hear them anymore. Got me heartbroken, time. So many babies screaming, cause they seeing destruction for the fear you remain. So they start smoking weak, we'll never get our back until we learn to pray. Keep our families in shape, cause they all broken. Why do ghetto birds die before we learn to fly? Somebody else's child, broken guns, smoking weak. Can all make a change, so I'm told, but I haven't seen the change unfold. I'll keep hoping, please, if you prefer to breathe. Communities in need of people that believe. Keep your eyes open, I can only say I'll try until the day I die. No, half our problems can be based on economical greed. A dying breed, addicted to weed.
Lord, give me a sign. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all the time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Give me a sign.
After realizing to master enterprise that I ain't have to be in school by 10, I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections, dressed by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately, front the deputy. Quick to grab my twist and rest and let my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better stand, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the free, sky's the limit.
Give me a sign. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all the time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's crying. Cry about life ain't nothing. But you either be the one mad cause you trapped or the one hunting.
Come on.
Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest man. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I'm on the field, show me how, please. Let me take your hand, guide me. I walk sober, stay right beside me. Devil's trying to find me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
All right, family, peace and love, peace and love. We back, we back, we back. Man, got a little difficulty. I think we back in the house, yeah. Yeah, we back. We good, brother Eric.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think we straight now.
Chill, can y'all hear me in the chat? Let me know.
Everybody was hearing us that was on here at first. Everybody was hearing us. We were live, but like when you look for live featured shows, we wasn't showing up as live featured shows. But if you was already in here, you hear everything. We was already recording. This whole thing is recording. That's just the only thing. We not showing as being on air. So it was like we were doing a private show.
Okay, well, that's a rare archive take there. To show us how we do when we listen to how we do when we try to get our shit together. Mm. But anyway, back to the motherfucking show at hand. Shit, I had some, man, I'm hot somewhere. But I'm getting over it. I had to stress over this motherfucking shit. It just is a bad day. But anyway, we're dealing with this shit here. With the Pope all of a sudden busting out talking about Adam and Eve, and they didn't exist. Okay? All this time, why are you just now busting out with this shit? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, prior to him coming out with that shit, in the late 1990s, the Pope John Paul was coming out dropping seeds on you. You see? What kind of effect does that have on people who have faith in things, especially the Pope and their religious doctrine, to just get hit by a blow like that? And what is the reason for that? You know what I'm saying? What is the reason for it? Because they've been controlling people's religion for centuries. Is it some way that they losing control, so they got to start making changes? Because they're losing control over society. Let's look at this shit and let's dig into this shit right here. Because remember, I was reading to you in 1999, Pope John Paul II said about the nature of hell. Rather than a physical place, hell is the state of those who fully and definitely separate themselves from God. Billy Graham told Time magazine, the only thing I could say for sure is that hell means separation from God when it comes to literal fire. I don't preach it because I'm not sure about it. And at a recent community gathering outside of Rome, Pope Benedict XVI stated that hell really exists and is external, even if nobody talks about it that much anymore. Benedict, formerly the enforcer of the Catholic doctrine, also told gatherers that if sinners fail to admit to blame, they risk eternal damnation. What is this shit here? What has this shit got to do with us? On a spiritual plane. And what does this do to us as a generation of people? Being lied to all across the goddamn board. Now, mind you, people who... I was about to say that, but I can't say that. I'm going to say this. People who delve into or who are really religious ain't going to read no shit like this. People without computers ain't privy to this shit. Unless they go to a library or some shit like that. But how many religious people would try to dig and find some shit like this shit? Or how many people so-called religious even know what the fuck the Pope just said? How many people? I bet you 80% of the people, the so-called Christians, don't even know what the fuck John Pope, the Pope just said. Can you bear me witness somewhere?
Huh?
But they'll say, they'll go on the Bible all day and night. In summary, one thing I think people get it twisted that they think that, okay, you Baptist, Pentecostal, or whatever, you don't think you got no ties to the Pope and shit.
There you go. He's on that one, bro.
Do black people realize that shit? Your shit is tied to the motherfucking Vatican? Do they realize that shit somewhere?
No, they don't know, bro. He's on that one. That's a good one.
Their teaching, their doctrine come from the Pope. He changes the shit. He ordains them what to teach. He tells them what to teach. Just back in slavery, when they fed the head Negro who had a mouth on it, who liked to talk, they gave him an extra piece of chicken, a biscuit, and a little gravy. Sit up there and entertain the slaves. That's your chicken, your gravy, your hot sauce, and all that shit is your 501(c)(3)s and all that shit they get from the government. That's your biscuit, hot sauce, chicken wings, and what have you. And if you want to throw a piece of watermelon in there, so be it, for the motherfucking white folks who love to make mockery of black people. Throw the motherfucking watermelon in that motherfucker. And while you throw the watermelon in that motherfucker, give me the seed. Give me a seedless seed watermelon so I can plant me some shit while you do it. So, right, they got us fucked up, man.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? The whole concept of written words have been manipulated through the annals of time. Even hieroglyphics have been manipulated. Motherfuckers be talking about, oh, this is the writings of whoever. Man, shit. There was hieroglyphics with graffiti written over that motherfucker. That they'd be trying to decipher it. Hell, fire, brimstone. Truthfully, really, seriously. That's all right. White folks been telling us if we don't repent, if we don't do this, don't steal, this, that, and the other, so you could go to heaven. So everybody set their life at a, they cheapen their life looking for something better. And that's the basis of the show. Why would you cheapen your life waiting on something better? Waiting on a promise. And you ain't even talked to the motherfucker that promised you that shit. And if that ain't gay, that's some cold-ass shit right there. You ain't even met that motherfucker to promise you no shit. But you willing to do everything, sacrifice for this motherfucker who so-called promised you some shit. Fuck all that shit. Our ancestors and all that shit, that's cool. Well, fuck all that shit. When it comes down to it, are you promised? If you live a quote-unquote holy life. And a motherfucker came back to tell you that shit. Motherfuckers who do dirt go to church and claim that they're heavily, more heavily than thou than you. What is this motherfucking game that's being played? Well, it's a mental game being played. The mental game was played on you whenever your brain will start to adapt and download data and collect it and analyze it. I have to say that because when you're born, you're constantly downloading data. But whenever you can, your mind is able to save something, that save can get into and be manipulated. And if you know anything about computers, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because they built a computer on the brain. And whatever you implant in the brain, which is numbers, it can be manipulated. Which we are speaking numbers. It's represented by letters and a vocal cord. Fire and brimstone exist while you're here. Hell, fire, and brimstone is not existent anywhere else but where you have feeling, mind function, and what have you. And what makes people not want to prosper is because they feel guilty about the decisions they made. And they ponder on the negative decisions that they make, which creates a hell for them. That's your hell, fire, and brimstone. But we're not conscious enough to understand that we're going to make mistakes. We're going to get weak. We're going to fall. Then we're going to get back up. We're going to get hit in the head. We're going to go through some shit that we don't know how we're going to get out of. But all we know is that we got to get out of that shit. And if you believe in a higher power, that's fine. I'm not trying to knock that. I believe in a higher power too. But I put myself within that higher power. I recognize that I got to move on the light that I've been given and not wait on something to happen. Because if I don't make any moves, then nothing's going to happen for me. And a lot of us are fearful. You know what I'm saying? You fear debt. Debt is like hell. A burning inferno. Bill collectors are like hell. It's like the devil calling you. Debt is hell. That's hell. You living in hell. Ain't debt called red? You in the red? Don't the devil wear red? Ain't you in hell? Phone ringing like a motherfucker. We want this. When you gonna pay this? When you gonna pay that? That's hell. Some people don't know their way out of hell. They seeking happiness in hell. I should say it like this, seeking happiness within confusion. That makes more sense. If I say it the other way, it sounds like a preacher saying that shit, and it might not register. Seeking confusion within confusion. seeking for doing some dumb shit, trying to get happy, trying to overlook the shit that you're going through right now, thinking it's going to be all right. Widow sunning yourself. Summary, what you want to talk? What you want to talk about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you said most definitely. Man, this hell concept. I'm trying to get my shit together. Yeah, but this hell concept, man, like I said, this Vatican, it's really a good thing that they're coming out, actually talking on this and presenting this stuff because, you know, it's like they made up these concepts dealing with hell and so forth. We're going to try to go into it, too, and break down the origins of it and just get more deep into it. Because, like you said, brother, a lot of these people who are taking it and believing these beliefs are just going in it far as a tradition. And it's something that their mothers and fathers were studying and been passed on for generation, generation. And nobody never took the time out to actually look this stuff up and research it to see where it come from. It's just like, for a matter of fact, you were saying, brother, that how... that they don't know if whether you're a Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, whatever the hell, you know, denomination you're part of, they don't even know that they're still tied in to what's called the Mother Church, which is the Roman Catholic Church or the Vatican. And I've been trying to explain this to brothers and sisters that they go back and study the thing dealing with Roman Emperor Constantine and the boys, you know what I'm saying, within the Nicene Council, 325 AD, and even with that, and even just study from a biblical point, from the Bible, how it talks about Paul was sitting in his epistles, or his what they call epistles or letters, when he was writing letters. He was writing letters after the books of Acts. They have a book called Roman. And he was writing these letters to Rome, which is now figured as the, and they say is the in Roman, you know, Rome is the Vatican, is in Rome, or Italy, actually, whatever the hell is that. My map is off on my head right now. But anyway, it is the Mother Church, the Roman Catholic Church. That is what they call it. If you look it up and you study, you will see that the Roman Catholic Church, what they say, is the Mother Church. Vatican City, that is the Mother Church. And all every other church that there is have proceeded or broke off from the Roman Catholic Church. Like, you know, it's easy to see about the Protestants. As y'all go and deal with Martin Luther, we don't talk about that. Dealing with Martin Luther, how not Martin Luther King, y'all, not Dr. King, but Martin Luther, the guy who started the thing called the Protestant denomination of Christianity. And just look up the word Protestant, and you will see it give you the word protest, because he was protesting against some of the doctrine and literature of the Roman Catholic Church. So he came a protesting Catholic. This history is in there. Just look it up. And I know a lot of people don't like looking shit up because and don't like studying things because they, well, I bet I hadn't been told that, and they don't want to open their minds up to look at it. But if you want to have a clear understanding or overstanding of what you are part of, you need to be looking these things up instead of just having what they call blind faith. And they tell you that in your own religion, having blind faith. So quit walking blind, knocking, running into walls, knowing what the hell you are part of. Study it. But anyway, or anywho, the Catholic Church now, since they came up with all of these concepts and have had people to under control of believing in this thing called hell and controlling people with this concept of hell, I see it fitting for them to be the ones who come down and break down the walls and tell people that this thing didn't exist. We made this shit up. Just like, for instance, I was looking up something 3 minutes ago on Facebook, how they were saying that Magic Johnson has coming out telling people that he didn't have HIV. He never had it. If he lied about it, I think it was fitting that he come out and admit that he didn't have it. So they admitting that this concept that they came up with, they are doing away with it. And I was trying to find an article, and I was reading, it was something that they're dealing with the New World Order. And one of their plans for the New World what they said they was going to do, is to do away with all major religions. They was going to do away with the Christianity, Judaism, Islam, all of them isms, do away with that and come up with their own one world religion. So with that, the Vatican City, or the Roman Catholic Church, right before Pope Benedict left office, they made a decree and they had a thing that they said that they was getting ready to orchestrate the New World Order. So it's and with that, like I said, their whole plan is that they was getting ready to do away with religion. So if they was getting ready to bring in the New World Order, what the Roman Catholic Church said, that is part of the plan. So it's understandable now why they're breaking down and doing away with all of these stories that they told. Pope Benedict, before he left office, he came out with a book, and we talked about it on the show. Didn't happen in the manner that they told you about, like in the manger story, all the animals that was around the baby Jesus in the manger. He said that didn't happen like that. So it's a lot of things they're coming out now with that they have been propagating and putting in their doctrine and feeding the people, because, like I said, once again, like Brother Eric was saying, you got to remember, they are the mother church. All of this doctrine that has been given out and stories that have been propagated for thousands of years came from them and all of these reigning popes. Because y'all remember that a pope is supposed to be Jesus' stand-in, why Jesus is not on earth. Because y'all know how they tell the story that Jesus came here in the image or in human form as a stand-in for God. And Jesus, since he left, the Pope said he's a stand-in and representative for Jesus while Jesus is gone until Jesus come back on his second resurrection. What the Pope is saying, he's the successor of Jesus until Jesus come back. So he set the standard, he set the laws until Jesus come back. Look it up. That's what the Pope them say. That's the doctrine. It's not what Son of Ray saying. That's what they saying. So anyway, they're doing away with it. So it's time for them to bring in this New World Order and their whole thing. They got to get rid of all the lies that they started in the first place. So, and we appreciate them for breaking the lie, because we've been trying to do it all along. People like, there's not been in this brick under the spell. We have been saying these type of things all along, trying to tell our people this shit don't exist, this shit don't exist. And now, see, the people are so heavy under the spell, they don't want to listen to you. They are still going to believe it. Even though the people who made this stuff up are actually coming out telling them now, the people can fathom in their mind that this, they lying. Well, you should have said they were lying when they told you that this happened. See, now you're going to say they lying when they coming out telling you the truth. But you didn't say that at first. All of these make-believe stories that, hey, there's hell, you know, the hellfire, you're going to be cast into that. And then think about this in the part of their doctrine, because we really want to get into the origins of what these words mean and stuff like that. So we're just trying to lay a base a little bit, too. But they tell you, now, on one end, they tell you God is all-loving, all-wise, and all-kind. Now, he's so all-loving and all-wise and all-kind, he's so forgiving. Why would he do his children put them in a lake of fire and a pit of fire that they will burn forever and torment you forever? Yeah, forever, ever. That's what they say. Why would you all-loving father do this? I don't think my mother ever put me on punishment for the rest of my life, my eternity. Not my mother, not my father. If they really loved me, they wouldn't be there. I've been on punishment before. I did some things that were outside of my mother and father's way that they wanted me to do. So they put me on punishment. Maybe for a week. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't talk on the phone. For a week. But they never did this shit for the eternity, for the rest of my life, something that was going to hurt me. So this eternal so-called father, as we say, said that he's going to do something because it's not in his will. He's going to punish you forever. You're going to torment. And listen how they tell you, man, you're going to torment. You're going to burn in a lake of fire. Have anybody ever burned their hand or finger or just got burned? That shit hurt, don't it? It hurt like hell. Like they said, it hurt like hell. Never they say it hurt like hell. But it hurt. So just remember, just think about it. And they say hell is even worse than if you feel the heat coming out of the oven. You put biscuits and all that shit in your oven, cornbread, all that good shit in there, and you see the heat that comes out. And they said if you're wicked and you do these things that's disagreeable against God, that's what you're going to have to stand against, even worse than that. But this God is all loving, all kind, and he would do me like this forever? Come on, man. So these are concepts that people have actually used, and a lot of these things were just taken out of proportion. I got to read something from the chat room right fast, and Sister asked a question. She said, Sister Shell said, she says, how do we know is there writing? I was just thinking the other day, that since these people are geniuses at manipulation, which they are, suppose the stuff they say that we find are not true, and they just give us these stories to justify the Bible. Come on, chat room, the Bible and the Bible and the lies that they are putting out for their egos. Yeah, now, so you're true. They are geniuses at manipulation. That's so true. They are. And a lot of these stories that they give us, you're right. There's no justification in these stories. And when we go and look at some of these stories they give us, just go with this, religion in general. A lot of these religions that we have out here are nothing but copy and paste religions. What I mean by copy and paste, one culture has a system of belief set in place that they have. Somebody else will come along and see some ideas and concepts that they have, and they take what they have in place, and they'll take some of their ideas along with what they got in mind, and they'll copy some of it, paste it to their religion, and edit out some words, change some of the concepts, change some of the names, and put in, they copy and paste some of these things. So that's why when you look at a lot of these religions, instead of the people arguing about who's right and who's wrong, get a lot of these religions, if they look at the base of it and just look at the meat of some of their religion, they'll see they have a lot of similarity in their belief, because a lot of things were taken from one culture and put into another. Like you got the things there with the Persian with Mithra, and you had what's his name? Krishna, you had Osiris and all of the Mithra, and you look at the concept about the Jesus stories or Savior stories. A lot of different cultures had a story about a Savior who was coming to save them and liberate them. So people just took a lot of this shit and copied and pasted it. Like Judaism, nothing but a copy and paste religion. I hate to say it, y'all, but shit, I got to tell the truth. Copy and paste religion. In Christianity, nothing but a copy and paste religion. Babylon, you studied the meat of it, Babylonian concepts, Persian concepts, copy and paste. Well, that's why, like I said, there's no sense that you argue with anybody over their religion, because all of y'all shit have been copied and edited and got some whited out the names and put your own name to it. Just like the word hell in itself, an original concept, a concept of it going into the Bible. When you look at the word hell, it didn't even have the same meaning as it what they give you now of the days into the English term. I'm trying to go into this Biblos hell, this Bible, as they would say. They had in the so-called Aramaic word or Hebrew, they said Sheol. It wasn't talking about a fire brimstone place. They would talk about like hell. You will be, in a grave, a pit. Or grave. And then you look up in the Greek, or the common in the New Testament part, they have Hades. Y'all look up the word Hades, H-A-D-E-S. Look up the word Hades. And you will see in Greek mythology, there was a person that they call Hades, or a god in Greek mythology who was named Hades. And they said he was the ruler of the underworld. And the underworld, you know, they talk about the underworld, which is the under the ground. Just like they said Osiris or Asar was the god of the underworld. In a different cultures, they had a god or a deity who was supposed to be over the underworld, or we would say over the dead, or the bottomless pit that they talk about. And that's what a lot of these concepts that we're talking about. And when they actually say the word hell, you look up the word hell, they actually say a grave, a cave, under the ground. It wasn't talking about a burning place where you're going to burn forever with these concepts. And like I said, we're going to try to get in, like I said, go deeper into it in some of these titles that you can get. What they call it, Jenina, all of these places. Man, just look, define some of these goddamn words. Look up the etymology of it. Like I said, there's no reason nobody should be blind to the fact about words these days. Words are important. That's why they tell you to define. That's why they taught your ass in school to pick up a dictionary and define your type, find words, so you can get the meaning, grasp the meaning of it. You know, you can't, you shouldn't be just running around here using words, and you don't know what you're saying, what they mean. Because, like I said, words carries weight. That's why they say sticks and stones. The way they say sticks and stones may break the bones, words never hurt you. Damn lie. Words can hurt you because you don't know what the hell you're saying. It can hurt you on a mental and physical state because you could be hurting yourself because it has that weight. So look, understand, define words. Like I said, if you're dealing with law, and I had to just find this out, you know, recently I've been into this and find out that. And when you're looking up, you're trying to define something. If you're dealing with law, you have to get into a law dictionary and to find a word. It might be the same word, just like person. You might say, well, a person, that's the same definition in any dictionary. No, it's not. There's a difference. When you're dealing with law, person means something totally different, which you would get if you're just looking up in literature dictionary. So you have to get different dictionaries for whatever you're looking for. Like if you're trying to do something dealing with literature, you have to get a literature dictionary. Just basic conversation, you can just get any old kind of Webster's dictionary. But you're dealing with law terminology, you have to get a law dictionary, whether it's the Bouvier's law dictionary, the Black Law. You have to deal with law, law dictionary. So we have to start defining our words. And so we just throwing out and telling people you wrong, you right, because you believe this word says this. You could be totally wrong in your assessment if you don't know what the fuck you are, what you're saying to these people. You can't actually break down the words that you're using to somebody. So that's how we get lost in conversation, just like most of the time, just by traditional way somebody told us. But, yeah, these concepts about hell, man, I'm actually glad that they're actually telling the goddamn truth that these things didn't exist. Because, like I said, bro, remember when we did the show on the Bible, brother, we was talking about the occult part of it. Because people are taking these things literal, and they're not getting into the meat of it and finding out what it's all about. So, man, I'm actually glad that folks at the Roman Catholic Church
breaking. We did that about 2 or 3 years ago. We did that about 2 or 3 years ago. Shit.
Man, most definitely.
Way back in the day.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. I almost forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, you were talking about how we don't read this and we don't read that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We don't look into shit. That got me to thinking, you know what? This motherfucker's grafted that motherfucking particular gene out of that motherfucking DNA. You can hardly find a motherfucker that want to know something.
Man.
God damn. Motherfucker don't want to know nothing.
They told you don't question, like, things. That's why. They told you don't question God.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing, well, they the God that they told you don't question. We don't realize that.
Yeah, but I'm saying that to say this, though. The reason I came to this conclusion is because,
yes,
I'm reading this article on history as a weapon, on how slaves are prohibited to read and write by law. And it's saying slaves understood that their social control, slave masters understood that their social control of the slaves could not be based solely on physical coercion. Knowledge was power, and virtually all slave codes established in the United States set restrictions making it illegal to teach slaves to read or write.
Mm.
So it's illegal to read or write. So we didn't have no thinking mentality. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they killed the, anytime you read, that creates meditative thought. That creates a person inside the person. And when they kill that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because when they kill your language, you can't communicate. You can't write no book. You can't write no letter. You can't convey your thoughts. Ain't that a motherfucker, bro? You can't even really convey your own true thoughts. Your true thoughts have been lost. So if your true thoughts have been lost in language, your true God and your true religion has been lost. The understanding of the motherfucker, the physical aspect, we got it down, but the understanding of the physical aspect, we ain't got that motherfucker. Got the spirit down, we can't manifest. That's some cold shit, somewhere. Now that's talking about, I'm talking about a scientist fucking with you, fucking with the brain. They ain't got to put no chains on you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with your brain. They control you. Look how they're controlling people with hell, fire, brimstone really seriously, as the title quotes. Now what you gonna scare us with? Since that shit ain't real. Huh? What you finna hit a motherfucker with now? You didn't bust it out with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I know you got some other shit. You just ain't gonna come with that shit and be like, you know, like I'm telling you the truth type shit. Killing me, man. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand. Like you was telling me about your coworker, right? Okay. On the sidebar. But you know what? He bought his Bible somewhere, right? And somebody manufactured that motherfucker, right? And he had to pay for it. Maybe he got it free, but somebody made it. What the hell is wrong with you, man? If you can get the Bible free, how much you think that's worth? Motherfuckers spend $2,000, $3,000 on books and shit, and maps and shit, and motherfucking an ordinary day Bible. They'll pay some money on a papyrus that was found in Egypt or some shit like that. But you can get a Bible for a dollar at the dollar store. So how valuable information is it? If I can get it for a dollar. Or if it's all good, if I steal it out of a hotel room. You know them Gideon Bibles be in their goddamn hotel room, bro? Y'all just put a fucking Bible in your little hotel room. You see that motherfucker when you want to get your freak on. It'd be that cheap Gideon Bible. You know what I'm saying? Shit, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Maybe that cheap little Gideon Bible on that goddamn nightstand. Everybody in the bear witness, you can laugh and say, yeah. The Bible cheap, man. There's some words that cost money and some words that don't. You got to have some money being on this conversation, player. We ain't fucking with no lightweight. Y'all dig what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody else tell you. Do your own goddamn research. Yeah, there's wisdom in it and shit like that, but you take it and use it for what it's worth. And can't nobody teach you about yourself, point blank, period, something, right? If I'm made in the image and likeness of God, okay, and you made in the image and likeness of God, right? Right, mm-hmm. Somewhere? And the temple of God resides in you, and the temple of God resides in me. But we two different people. So our God got to be encased within us. Because if I worship the same God you worshiped, that shit would probably fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't alike. So I probably clash with your God. Don't y'all see movies like that? Cartoons like that? Gods fighting each other? Greek mythology, gods fighting each other? Your God is within you, man. Your fire, your brimstone is within you. Every time you hear a debate, you hear God's clashing. You hear thunder. That's their own essence coming out of them. It all represents one source, but it manifests itself in so many ways, showing you through nature. Sunshine, rain, storm, thunder, heat. Elements manifest itself in different ways, and it manifests itself in different ways and different formats and frequencies through human beings. It's energy. Come to think about it, matter of fact, somewhere, I think that motherfucker didn't lie. Because hell, fire, and brimstone, how you get energy? Energy comes from heat. Don't it? If you think about that, motherfucker.
Run around the room about 5 or 6 times. Watch that motherfucker energy pick up. You get hot the motherfucker on.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at hellfire brimstone. That must be some kind of energy. Yeah, energy is a fire. But you taught me to make. You taught me that I'm gonna be burning up in a motherfucking fire. You didn't teach me those creating a fire within inside myself. God damn. Go ahead, son. Ray. Shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, and. I remember you saying something about fire. I just remember what you said, but and I equate this part like too. Well, I know it go back farther than from this. What I'm gonna go with, but I kind of looked at a concept too. Have anybody ever seen that movie, The Core? The Core, when they go inside the center of the earth, they have to go inside the center of the earth and kind of like restart the earth and shit, because the earth like it's almost at a standstill, and they had to go into the center of the earth and re-kickstart the earth. But y'all notice when they going to the center of the earth, you notice how they had to go through all of this, like the lake of fire. Yeah, look that movie up, The Core. It's interesting. And also too, in that movie, and I know it's off the subject right here though, in that movie though, they tell you how they use the hot weather modification program to actually you have to catch that now. You got to catch it. They use the weather modification to actually throw off the earth and make stop in the first place. They were doing an experiment and messed up the earth. But that's a whole other subject. But interesting movie. Keeping that mind now, as they going into the center of the earth, they start running and going through the earth, and they start going through all of this fire and all of this and fire, basically all the different kind of stones, diamonds, and all of this shit they going through as they going to the center of the earth. And I remember the teachers from Dr. York that was saying this too. And that's what made me realize that, damn, this man might be thinking on something too. He was saying that there's a sun in the center of the earth. and he was saying it like it's the sun and it's on the earth. And it kind of seemed, yo, I ain't gonna lie, it kind of seemed crazy when you hear that first time. But when I say that move, I'm like, damn, he might be on to something. And they'll tell you, like I said, showing in that movie, that's what I said, damn, maybe he on to something. And then I started thinking about volcanoes. Now, you remember a volcano, where does lava come from? This shit ain't falling out of the sky. It's coming from out of the center of the earth. It's coming from underground. So with that, let's think about it. They tell you that the word hell, they say when you die, they say hell is in the earth. You ask the person, well, ask any of these people who believe in the concept of hell, what is heaven? They will point up in the air. Well, we saw out of space or whatever in the air, they will point in the air. Ask them where is hell. They will point in the center. They will point down to the ground, which when you say underground. And when you die, where the hell they put you at? In the ground. So I used to be saying, so wait a minute, hold on. When I die, how come you don't put me in a spaceship and shoot my ass out of earth? Shoot me up in the earth and send me to hell. And why you put me in the ground, you put me in hell. If you point down, when I ask you where hell is. But come on, let me get back to my point. My mind is running. But according to that movie, when they go on, they go into the fire, and they think about the volcano, fire is coming up, or the hot lava, molten lava is coming up out of the earth. So I get the concept, when you get the concept, when you look up the word Sheol from the Hebrew, that's S-H-E-O-L, that's the Hebrew, and then you look up the word Hades coming from the Greek terminology, how they give it, and then they just say in the ground or in a cave and stuff to cover up and all of these different terminology they give you, and then some even go into all of this other stuff when they get into the modern of the world word H-Hell, as we got it, H-E-L-L, then they start talking about a lake of fire. But this fire, when they tell us this, they actually talk about when you're going into the ground, like I said, or the grave, and then they talk about in the earth where all of this fire, like this, that we get coming from volcanoes and all of this shit, is in the earth. That's how they can scare you with this, because we know scientifically, scientists prove it, that there is fire or something that's hot that's in the center of the earth. So when they talk about you going down to a pit that burns forever, and they talk about in the ground, that's all they're talking about. Because, yes, there is fire, or they would say a lake of fire that's in the earth, or in the center of the earth, or in the earth. Dig down, goddamn it, deep enough, and you're going to run your ass into it. That's why I said check that movie, The Core, out, and keep in your mind about this hell concept. And they go in there, it will trip you out like, damn, that's what they're talking about. That is the concept that they're talking about with this hell fire. And then even in the story, right, when they talk about Jesus, when he died on the cross, and they buried him. He went into the grave. They talk about he conquered. And listen to some of the Christian doctrine. They said Jesus is the only one who conquered hell. He went into the grave for 3 days. And on the third day, he rose. They said he conquered. He's the only person who conquered hell. He defeated hell. So when they saying that he went into the grave, just as you will see when you look up the word Hades, and Sheol from the Hebrew, where it says the grave or a pit, when they said he died and they buried, when he rose, he conquered the grave, because they said he's no longer in the grave. He's back in heaven by the right side of the Father. That's all that they was talking about. They were giving you there when they saying he conquered hell. Ask these preachers this story. And they would tell you that. Listen to y'all can't listen to T.D. Snakes them and what's it old I Need More Dollars and people like that. And they ain't gonna tell you that because they too busy talking on prosperity, how to get your money. They talking like big pimps now. Bitch better have my money. They ain't telling you these type of stories. You in that prosperity, they'll tell you these type of stories. And then you like, damn, I see. This is what they tell you. So this is the concept that they're giving you. You're like, how the hell Jesus? But everybody else, now, hold on, wait a minute now. Jesus went in the grave, and he rose. He conquered hell. But how come, God, you going to make me stay in that mud and burn forever? What kind of dude is you? What kind of person you is, dude? But and the whole concept, too, with this hell thing, they said God give you free will. And I had to get this. Now, how can you give me free will. Now, they tell you God give us, and I'm going to the religious doctor. They say God give us free will, and they say limited. And I remember in Islam, they say you were created with a limited free will. So you have the choice to choose between good and evil or whatever, or God and the devil. You got a choice. So if you gave me a choice to choose what I want to choose, mad if I choose not to serve you and I serve something else, you can't get mad at me because you gave me a free will. Even though you say it was limited, but shit, you still gave me a free will. You can't get mad at me for that because you the one created this will in me, a free will, as you say. So how can you get mad at me when I choose not to? That don't sound right. That sounds crazy. That sounds like someone who wants to control you. These are some of the teachers that they give us coming from, man, all these theology. Like I said, dealing with the Roman Catholic Church, too. Now, let me go back up here. It says now, I was looking at an article, and it was talking about in the Bible, actually in the New Testament, it said it talk about hell is mentioned actually 13 times in the New Testament alone, just the word hell. And these concepts coming from the original words, like I said, Sheol and Hades, didn't have those meanings, as we say, talking about you're going to burn and your soul is going to be at stake. And I'm reading from a Catholic Bible because I got some Catholic books that I never, been into, but I hear y'all. I know I read anything I can get my hands to. But they was talking about in this book, Catholic Bible, a book, it's called The Cataclysms of the Catholic Church, the Cataclysms of the Catholic Church. And they said God did not create hell as much as, let me see, go back. It said God did not create hell so much as he's allowed for its possibilities by permitting us to love him freely or not. He allows for the possibility that we will choose to separate ourselves from him. But God does not, but he does not will this for anyone. But they were kind of going into the point that he didn't create a hellfire to have to be burned eternally. It's just not the point. This wasn't what it was created for or to do these as they teach us. That's why, and this is a Catholic book. So that's why they are coming out saying God is love and all of this. That's why the Pope, I need to find an article, brother. I know you had it on the website. Let me find it right fast. That's why they're coming out saying God did not, God is all about love and all of this. And even in that article, brother, remember that you had on there, that he was saying all major religions are right. I got to get to that article. The Pope said all of these religions are right. So if he coming out saying it, and this is the so-called mother church, why y'all still arguing on religion? Hebrew Israelites, why y'all arguing, goddammit, with everybody else now? Because y'all head man, the Pope, head church coming out telling y'all this shit, why you still arguing? So, and there's a lot of concepts. You can't argue with the Muslims anymore. The Pope said, y'all, everybody right. You can't argue with them Hebrews. You can't argue with this. You can't argue with the Christians no more. He said, all y'all motherfuckers right. So he's coming out, breaking it out. Y'all got to go and study the Jesuits, too. So they can study about it, because remember, this Pope here now is a Jesuit priest. Go and study who the Jesuit priesthood and study what they're all about. Pope Francis, that's what he is. He's a Jesuit. They say it's the first Jesuit priest who's in the White House. But here's the article. There was an article came out and saying here, I'm on Culture Freedom Radio, culturefreedomradio.web.com. I'm going to put this in the chat room, too. And it says, there's no hellfire. Adam and Eve is not real, says Pope Francis. Pope Francis made a decree and said that, let me go back here. He says, hell is merely a metaphor and not for the isolated soul. He said it is a metaphor. And he said it was just like the fable of Adam and Eve. Damn, ain't that something? He says we see hell as a literal device. Hell is merely a metaphor for the isolated soul, which, like all souls, ultimately will be united in love with God. Damn, he said just a metaphor. So when I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was telling him, I said, man, when you read in the Bible, you can take something out of these stories. And I said, and I was just basically saying that a lot of those stories are just metaphors. I said, just like the book of Job and so forth, you can't find these people who actually existed. I said, and what makes those stories will be real to you is not that these people existed. I said, but what make it real is you can see a person who's going through some of them situations. Maybe you going through some of those situations. And you can relate to those stories in there. So that would make the story real to you. So you would be that Job. So now you can relate to Job that's of a book or something that was written. Now this is real to you because you see somebody going through it. So they are your Job, not the person of the Bible, because that person, Job, didn't fucking exist. And that's just awfully funny how Job and Job is spelled the same way and they pronounce the motherfucker different. I just can't find them. Let's figure out how they did that shit. And just like I was talking about Jonah in the belly of a whale for 3 days. How in the hell did a whale actually swallow a man, a grown-ass man, and he survived? See, these stories have, like I said, a metaphorical meaning, as we say, allegorical meaning. You have to be able to understand it. That's why we was talking about these book is it has a lot of occultic meaning if you understand it and if you open your damn mind. That's one thing our people got to learn to do. Open your goddamn mind and explore outside of retaining that matchbox ass mind or your program that somebody told you. Because one thing, another thing here is the so-called thing of slavery in America. There was laws written that when you were in, well, ancestors, so-called ancestors, if they did or they didn't go through slavery, that's the whole thing. We got to figure this shit out, too. If we did or we did not go through slavery, there was laws on the books that you, that a slave or a so-called person of slavery couldn't read. It was outlawed. White folks couldn't even teach your ass how to read. If they taught you how to read a book, they would get punished for that. So we went through a whole period of so-called 300-some-odd years of not having a book. The white man had the Bible. He had the Torah. He had all of this for 300-some-odd years in America. And we only got 100 years of it later. And he taught the so-called Negro or the house nigger preacher how to decipher or preach the Bible to the rest of the slaves. And he sat in the congregation as he taught them. So he better not get to talking about Jesus is a black liberation, and we got to run and do for self from that Bible. So he was going to beat his ass at the end of that sermon. Or beat his ass right there. You know, they didn't wait to nothing. They had made an example out of it. So we had it for 300 years. We couldn't read and study these type of things. So how out of 300-some-odd years you want to allow to read the book, and the white man said he was believing in God, he was believing in Jesus as his Lord and Savior. At the same time, he talked about, you have to bear the cross, and he will burn a cross in your goddamn yard at the end of the day. For when they claim they'll burn a cross in your yard, and the organization for the KKK was called the Christian Knights. Come on, family. And you're going to believe this story they give you about a hell? And you can believe all these stories they give you talking about your Lord and Savior? This is the same man, the same dude that's hanging on the cross. Cross that burned in my front yard looked like the same man that beat, enslaved, and raped and killed our ancestors. And I'm supposed to bow down and believe every fucking word that this man give me from this book? I got to be out of my damn mind. I got to be out of my mind. There's 300 years of missing reading that I had. 300 some odd years of missing reading and studying and research that I had. So we behind. That's why they tell us in school, the black children are behind in the curriculum in the school. That's why they say it's hard for black children to comprehend what's been taught in the school. You got to understand, you motherfuckers had a head start in doing this shit. We were robbed, like Malcolm said. Malcolm and Khalid Abdul-Muhammad said this. We were robbed of our land. We were robbed of our God. We were robbed of our language. And we would even, and some of us even lost our damn minds. We lost our minds because we were not able to study and research and find out and remember who we were as a people. And 400-some-odd years of slavery and captivity and being held in bondage, they had to wipe out everything about you so you cannot retrace who you were, and they had to wipe out everything to erase your legacy. So even with all of this, now they give you these stories about a hellfire. You're going to burn and torment if you don't worship the God that we give you, if you don't bow down and follow these documents that we give you called the Bible, the Holy Quran, the Torah. If you don't bow down and do these type of things, you're going to burn. So look at the concept that they give us, and we got to, like I said, once again, open our mind and explore outside of this shit, because the so-called Catholics are breaking down these barriers. They're giving you this shit up. So they want to take you in another direction. See, because that lie is not working. Why? Because they got people like Culture Freedom Radio and some more brothers and sisters who out here who's teaching the truth. And people are waking up and seeing the reality and breaking down the walls. This is why Dr. Jokes used to say, we're breaking the spell of religion. Their spell is damn near broke. That spell. But you best to believe they got another motherfucking spell waiting on you. Y'all got to forgive me for all the hard language, but we got to keep it real. Y'all know how Culture Freedom Radio do. So forgive us, y'all, when the babies and I put the mirror phones on. But they got another spell waiting on you. So when they breaking that spell, because we're waking up fast as hell, y'all. We're waking up fast. So just like 2013 went by like it wasn't number 2 months left in it. I mean, only 2 months in it. That's how fast we're waking up to this. A lot of y'all still out there asleep. Well, stay your ass asleep. We ain't got time to wait on y'all. We ain't got time to keep waiting on y'all. But time is going rapid, so we're waking up. So they got to keep on coming up with new concepts. The faster we wake up, they got to keep on coming up with new concepts. These people don't sleep, man. They thinking night and day, finding a way to keep your ass in check. Now they're coming up. They say, well, since y'all niggas waking up to that shit about, man, ain't no motherfucking hell in heaven. We just might as well go on break this shit down. Yeah, y'all right. It ain't no heaven in hell. But you better believe they got another concept waiting on you. So you better believe your ass better keep your eyes woke. Like Eric said, they ain't just telling you that for no reason. They got something else for you. So the brother 100% right on that one. Go ahead, brother Eric.
Yeah, bro. I mean, heaven and hell, like Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, is just a state of emotion. Any fool, any person on the planet Earth know that if you burn something, it's going to burn to its last compound and turn to ashes. Huh? Yeah, it's in there. That's in there. Anybody know that? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my thought pattern back. I was interrupted, y'all. Anybody know that? So what are they talking about? You know, because you can't burn forever. Okay, my body can't burn forever. I know I'm in the dirt. But my spirit can burn forever. My soul can burn forever. Really? My soul gonna burn forever. Well, shit, that's a good thing. Cause as long as it's burning, I mean, it's alive. That's energy. Like the sun. The sun burning. Is the sun in hell? How come we don't call the sun hell? That motherfucker burns 24/7. That makes more sense. You go. Wouldn't it somewhere if you was trying to pull the wool over on a motherfucker? Wouldn't that make more sense? Because they can look at it and see it. Whereas if you told them something that they can't look at it and see, I don't know, man. I'm just tripping. I don't know. I'm just asking you. What make more sense? Shit. Trick. Tricked by this man. And he tricked generation after generation. You know what I'm saying? We're arguing over this and this and that. But the main concept that our ancestors were expressing was their soul and their spirit. Wanting you to recognize and get on that level. Not to debate on the motherfucker. It's good to feel proud. Good for you to feel proud of it. You're probably reaching out to one of your ancestors. And one of your other family members might be reaching out to part of their ancestors of the tribe and representing. No need to debate. If y'all believe in the ancestors talking to y'all, form an expression. of self through DNA. Love it. Appreciate it. We should look at it like poetry. Poetry is based on the same thing. Knowledge. If motherfuckers are in the poetry, they know what the fuck I'm talking about. All right. Y'all hear me? You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Because, see, thoughts and expressions are always copied and written down. Even though, like I was talking before, I said, how we not doing the writing, somebody is doing the writing. Believe you me, somebody's been doing the writing. And there's shit that's going to be privy to a certain generation. But somebody's always writing some shit down. That's why they got that shit locked up in the Vatican. They know what the fuck going on. They got the true knowledge up in them motherfuckers. This shit we pay, we be paying a so-called grip for, that ain't shit. She'll be back in a minute, baby. She's going to get a pizza. Now go in the house. Go in the house. I'll be in a minute. So that's what I'm talking about. Summer, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I know I went on a rant, but shit.
I know, you good, bro.
I don't know where I was going, but
yes,
shit. That's real talk, though. Because, you know, the way we conduct our lives is based on our religious thought and shit. You know what I'm saying? Basically. That makes you feel a better person, so be it. I'm just explaining sociology and how people can be manipulated and put in a certain group. Why you have certain black people that are fighting for black rights and black issues and what have you, and you have other black people who don't give a fuck. Rich and poor. I'm like, how'd that happen? Yeah, rich people that don't give a fuck about their own black people, and poor people that don't give a fuck about their own black people. That's science, bro. It's a total disconnect. And our connection has been so manipulated where we have to become the so-called embracing, loving one another type of thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what hinders us. You know what I'm saying? For instance, there's other nationalities that were with other nationalities. Them motherfuckers don't like each other. But they'll work with each other. As far as we're concerned, we don't like each other. We ain't working with your motherfucking ass. But we'll work with a white person that we don't like, or a Mexican person we don't like. You see what I'm saying? But if we got issues with ourselves, we don't want to fuck with them. But we'll fuck with other people's issues. Or accept to fuck with other people's issues. What kind of shit is that? That shit crazy, bro. That's crazy, bro. And it's come so psychologically damaging until when white people do some crazy shit, we'd be like, oh, that's crazy. But when we do some crazy shit, it's like, a dagger in the soul at you to a certain degree, depending on your mood or whatever. And then it's heightened and shit, played over and over and over again. The white media killing gotta be a massacre for that motherfucker to get played all week. Somebody shot in the hood, that motherfucker gonna be on every website you know. All you know is pain, suffering, and hell, fire, and brimstone. That's all they showing you is hell, fire, and brimstone. Truthfully, yes. Really, yes. Seriously, yes. Sorry. You still there, bro? Sunray gone. Can y'all still hear me? Am I still on the air? Somebody tell me something in the chat room. Huh? Let me try to refresh or something. Sunray, can you hear me? Can y'all hear me? Okay, y'all can hear me? Yeah, I ain't trying to go on a rant, but I guess I'm ranting. You know, we look at this book and we look at our lives, and our lives are based on being spiritual, being close to God, because that's kind of like the only thing that's like our fulcrum, that's in the center, and that helps us to assist who we're supposed to be. Then you find out that shit corrupt and shit, and I'm thinking like, oh, this is a tool that's going to help me be better, but then again, that shit can make me be worse because I don't understand what the fuck I'm reading. God damn. That's hell, fire, and brimstone. Ain't that a motherfucker? But it's electricity. Electricity creates a flow. And you live it. You ain't living if you ain't thinking. If you ain't thinking of something new, you ain't living. You're dead. Ever walk by a tree and you see it don't produce no leaves? It's dead. Some shit just gotta die to let some new shit live, or you're just gonna be dead. You ain't got no life. You ain't allowing no water to allow you to grow, no wisdom. That might as well be hell, fire, and brimstone. Closed ideas. I don't want to learn nothing. You don't want to grow? Everything got to grow. If you ain't growing, you ain't living. What the fuck wrong with you? Scared. You don't want to know nothing new. I just want to stay inside this little comfort zone. I'm scared to learn. You better be trying to learn some new shit. You need to put that in a part of your practice. It's a known fact. People that don't use their mind, lose their mind. I mean, the brain is a muscle. You got to use the muscle. It's going to give out on you one day. You're going to stop thinking and shit because you don't train your mind to think a lot. That motherfucker will get shut down. You got to entertain the mind. Like you entertain everything else. Be quick to entertain anything else. How's that right?
Yes, sir. I'm back in the house with you, bro. Got problems on my end. I'm good, though.
Shit. That's your hellfire and brimstone right there. Don't lie. That's the womb. That's your Garden of Eden right there. That's why the Pope was saying there wasn't no Adam and Eve. You're talking about something else. You're talking about consciousness. Sorry, what the fuck? If you think I had to take Shakespeare in high school. I had to go by the motherfucking Cliff Notes to try to understand what the fuck this motherfucker was talking about. To try to answer the fucking thing on the test and shit. I couldn't understand what the fuck that motherfucker was saying. And the Cliff Notes didn't help you, your motherfucking ass. You still fuck up on that motherfucker.
Right.
So now, if they tell me later on, and y'all bear me witness if y'all did this shit, y'all put your hand up and say, yeah, Brother X, you telling the motherfucking truth. If I had the same problem. Now, if the motherfucking King James authorized this motherfucker to write the Bible, well, then what the fuck? Ain't the Bible written like that? In the King's Holy English? You don't know what the fuck them motherfuckers talking about, man. You really don't, bro. That's written in the motherfucking King's English. That's like a white person trying to decipher what the fuck we talking about. When we talk our slang, you get bits and pieces by hearing it by random, but they ain't going to catch up on the real. It take them years to catch up on that motherfucker. Is that hired niggas to tell them what the fuck them motherfuckers was talking about. So how the fuck you think you know what the fuck that shit's saying in the goddamn Bible? Or in that Holy Quran? How the fuck you really know? You don't. They got Cliff Notes at that bottom of that motherfucker just like they did in Shakespeare's shit, his plays and shit. You still don't know what the fuck them motherfuckers talking about. And they talking in code. You really fucked up. So debating that motherfucker is a waste of goddamn time. Written by some motherfucking homosexual. Fucking with you. And I mean homosexual. Ain't nothing but men wrote that shit. What you got? The Book of Ruth? And another book I can't think of. But shit, the majority rules. We wasn't in Africa walking around with no motherfucking Bible. The Indians wasn't walking around with no motherfucking Bible. No indigenous motherfucker was walking around with no motherfucking Bible. The only motherfucker walking around with a book was that white man. We ain't need no book. He the only motherfucker walking around with a book. And he keep books today. On your ass. You're the only motherfucker walking around with a book. But don't want you to read a book. got you trapped with the book that he was walking around with. Am I making sense? Huh? Y'all holler at me.
Yes, sir.
Shit. A book. Tell that to your co-worker.
Right.
How many, ask that motherfucker, how many motherfuckers you know walk around a planet with a book? With that motherfucker. Shit. They got pictures of them motherfuckers with the book, huh, somewhere?
Yeah.
Drawings and shit, huh? They present the book. But that's all I got, man.
Yes, sir. Let me see what we got. We got like 9 minutes. Uh-oh, 9 minutes. So let's be able to talk about,
yeah.
Let me get in, so you can not jump into this right fast. My damn computer went down. That's why I couldn't get in there early. I couldn't get back in. We're talking about Jay-Z. They're talking about Kanye West was starting his new religion and calling himself Yeezy. I just kind of did something. This is just Sunray kind of metaphysical thing, whatever, how they talk about it, break down. Now, just kind of look at this right fast. Kanye calling himself Yeezy, right? And y'all know he's under Jay-Z with Rockefeller Records. And, you know, Jay-Z called himself, he called himself Hova, a Hove. Y'all know in the actual language or what they call God is Jehovah, Yahweh, you know, they call him that. Now, and then now who's supposed to be God's son? It's supposed to be Jesus. So here we go. Let me get my little metaphysical thing on it. So he's supposed to be Jesus. So Kanye is Jesus, kind of equivalent to supposed to be Jesus. Jay-Z is Jehovah, a whole, what they call Jehovah. This is God. So I put it together. So Jay-Z is God, and he got his son, Kanye West, who is Jesus. Now, and so Jay-Z is over Rockefeller Records or whatever. He running over the record stuff. Now, think about it. Now, everybody said that Jesus was, they said Jesus is God's word, and they said all things according to the Bible, and they said all things were created by the word of God. Starting with the book of John. So everything was created by the word. And some people will tell you in the Christian church, they said Jesus was the one who was, since he was the word, all things were created by Jesus and in the beginning, from the beginning of the earth and all of this, because he was the word. All things were created by Jesus. Now, think about it. At Rockefeller Records, who's the one who create all the tracks and who's the producer at Rockefeller Records for their music? Kanye West. Kanye West is the producer. He's the one producing the tracks. He's producing the music for Rockefeller. So he's the Jesus, or the Jesus that's the producer, or the one who's making. He's that word, basically, as they would say in the church, that God is using to create. But when he's coming up with his own religion, Jesus, because they don't get into all this thing like we do these religion things. A lot of these celebrities and all that, they'll tell you God, yeah, we believe in God, we believe in, but like I say, you better ask a motherfucker who you're talking about when they tell you God, I believe in God. You know, they'll say this, yeah, we believe in the Heavenly Father and this and that, not just because they say these words, don't get excited, jump up for joy when they say this, because you don't know who they're talking about or what they're talking about. So I just took that part in myself and said, he's the Jesus. Or, yep, I'm going to just say Jesus, or the Jesus. That is the creative force coming up with all of these tracks for his Heavenly Father, which is Jay-Z, who is over. And that's what they're giving y'all. They playing with this thing. Because, like I said, they don't get into that like we probably get into it, not just us, because I know we ain't on that level, but the people that's out there. And so when the so-called Christian people or other people in the religious mindset, here it is, they get upset. Because these guys, remember now, these guys deal with a lot of esoteric meanings to a lot of things. They, you know, they deal with teaching such as the Kabbalah, the Zohar that we talk about, dealing with things on the occult level, they own this. They don't see things as you see it. Just everybody know that Jay-Z's amazing. Kanye West, he's under student of Jay-Z, even as a Mason, he's under him. So they're on a whole nother level of things and don't take this stuff literal than like everybody else might take it. You know what I'm saying? They up on Jacob's ladder, so they see it as a whole different way. They study it. Like I said, they understand the metaphors. They understand the allegorical story, the symbolic meaning of it. So when people say that he's starting his own religion, well, shit, why not? Everybody else did. See, the Roman Catholic Church started some. Hell, everybody can start some of their own shit. David Koresh, what's the guy? The people that we hide in the house from on Saturday mornings when they come knocking at your door, the Jehovah Witnesses. That religion was created by a guy, Joseph Smith, Jehovah Witnesses. Study it. Look it up. That started over here in America. Like most religions start over in the East over there, in the deserts, in the East. Eastern philosophies, Eastern religion, our Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and all of that start over in the East. But Jehovah Witness started over here. Mormonism, the Mormon religion started over here. I forget the guy who started the Mormon religion. These things started over here. They started these religions right here in America. So why not? If we say that we are the original creators of this planet Earth, I mean not the original creator, but we are the original man and woman of this planet Earth, we the black man and woman, however we want to say it here, why not we get back to something? It's just like when, that's why a lot of people, they got to the concept when they gave us this white Jesus concept, but then now a lot of black people started making Jesus in their image and after their likeness, the black Jesus with the dreadlocks. Well, and then a lot of people started having problems with that. Even so-called black Christians out having a problem with that. Well, think about it. Every other ethnic group on this planet Earth has a God or some kind of concept that looks like them. Everyone except us, the so-called black man and woman, the original people of the planet Earth. We bow down to every other image other than our, something that look like us or identify with something other than what it looks like us. So some people think, well, we shouldn't have graven images. Well, if we didn't want to throw the graven images out when we make something in our image and after our likeness. See, now that's what it goes into the book of Genesis. He would start out telling you God created us after his image and after our likeness. So if I see a picture of a white man, I don't look like that sucker. I don't look like him. If I look in his image and after his likeness, that means we would have the same motherfucking skin tone complexion. I don't look like dude. So that can't be right. So everyone else has that. So, hell, we got a right to create our own shit, too. Straight out. Whether we identify with it, whether we like it or not. If he's created something and you follow it, fine. It's up to you. I'm not going to follow it, but shit, I big up to them. Shit, everybody else don't made up some shit. Fuck it. Let them make it up too. I'm going to make me one up tomorrow. Fuck it, y'all. I don't know what I'll call it, fundraising. Y'all know. I'm just tripping. I ain't going to make shit up, y'all. I ain't going to make up nothing but the truth that come out of my head and present it to y'all. But, you know, that's kind of like what I give up and they doing. But everybody else is making up shit, y'all. And so I guess the brother said, fuck it. I'm going to make me some too. Because everybody else making all these lies and got all these people donating millions and thousands of dollars. Why not me? But, you know, hey, but we got to break this spell. We don't want to do that, Kanye. But that's what's going on. They don't believe in these concepts, y'all. That's why they're able to do these type of things that they're doing. The Quakers. Yeah, the Amish, the Quakers. Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that, sister. Y'all supposed to be on it. Yeah, they make up all of this stuff. Okay, y'all, we got like 6 seconds in here. Actually, as always, we appreciate y'all for tuning in right here with us at Culture Freedom Radio. On Sunday, I just thought about it. On Sunday, we got a topic, ancient slave versus modern slave. Ancient slave versus modern slave on Sunday. That's the topic of conversation for y'all Sunday. I don't know how this topic is going to go. Y'all know how it is, but shit, that sounds like a good one to me. Ancient slaves versus modern slaves. Damn, I'm waiting on this one myself. I want to hear what this one's going to be about. Hey, y'all. Peace and love, y'all. Culture Freedom is most definitely the house. We thank y'all. Y'all listening. support, man. Hey, this show can't be done without you, the listeners. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. Much love, y'all. And to Sunday, Ancient Slave versus Modern Slave, this has been Culture Freedom Radio in the house. Peace. Much love.
Yeah.